Major cities turn to rubble. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. Russian forces continue their attacks in Ukraine as the invasion is well into its third week.
More and more, this western side of the country, which has been relatively quiet, is getting hit by Russian forces. We believe that those strikes came from Belarus territory, which is also quite interesting. Most of the action is over on the eastern side, and particularly in the capital of Kyiv. A missile strike hit just a mile and a half from the residence of President Zelensky.
Fox's Greg Palcott in Lviv. This afternoon, President Biden was asked about the attacks by Russian forces and President Putin's responsibility.
I think he is a war criminal.
The Senate has passed a measure to encourage the International Criminal Court to officially investigate Putin for committing war crimes. After being sentenced to 150 days in the Cook County Jail for disorderly conduct, after being convicted of staging an attack on himself, actor Jussie Smollett has been freed pending an appeal.
Mr. Smollett paid a $10,000 fine. Let me repeat it again, because our appellate courts are listening. Paid a $10,000 fine and did community service. Now, there's no time machine to go back in time to undo those things. His $10,000 fine hasn't even been returned to him.
Smollett's attorney, Nene Uche, his attorneys had argued he would have completed the sentence by the time the appeal process was completed, and that Smollett was in danger of being harmed if he remained in jail. Five people facing federal charges after the Justice Department says they were acting on behalf of the Chinese government to stalk and harass Chinese dissidents living in the U.S. The DOJ says one of the targets was a congressional candidate in New York State who the Justice Department says a Chinese operative sought to undermine by seeking to uncover or manufacture derogatory information. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A minimal update on the WNBA star being held in Russia.
Speaking to TMZ Sports, Texas Congressman Colin Allred provided as much of an update as he could regarding Brittany Griner's condition.
We know she's okay, but we also know that we want to get her home as soon as possible.
Allred is leading the charge on Capitol Hill for the safe release of the WNBA All-Star who remains detained in Russia after allegedly being found with cannabis oil vape cartridges in her carry-on at an airport outside of Moscow. Allred, a friend of Griner's, adding,
it's a situation where we wanted to stay in the legal framework, but obviously she's been held for 3 weeks.
Griner is facing drug smuggling charges and could be sentenced to up to 10 years in prison if convicted. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
A type of Instagram may be launching in Russia.
Reuters reports Russian tech leaders plan to launch a photo sharing app dubbed Rosgram on March 28th. A platform to reportedly fill the void after Russia's state communications regulator banned Instagram in the country, saying it was in response to its parent company Meta, allowing Ukrainian users to call for violence against Russians. Meta says the temporary change to its hate speech policy only applied to Ukrainian users, allowing them to react to the invasion of their nation, adding it does not condone violence against Russians in general or permit calls to assassinate a head of state. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Disney workers are planning to walk out during their breaks this week to protest what they say is the CEO's slow response in publicly criticizing Florida's so-called Don't Say Gay bill. The workers say next Tuesday there will be a general walkout by LGBTQ employees in Florida, California, and elsewhere. Though the CEO in a statement last week affirmed support for the workers, and he has since apologized and paused all political donations in Florida, critics claim he has not done enough. On Wall Street, stocks ended higher after the Fed raised interest rates. The Dow added 518. The Nasdaq added 487. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious.
But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.